USA Radio News.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Gina Haspel to be the next director of the CIA. Haspel will be the first woman director of the CIA and is a 33-year veteran of the agency and is currently serving as its acting director. Democratic Senator Mark Warner explains his yes vote.
She is someone who will push back and push back strongly against any attempts by this president to undercut, denigrate, or ignore the professional men and women of the CIA and their responsibility, again, first and foremost, to speak truth to power, whatever the political implications may be.
The final vote was 51 to 43. All that was needed was a simple majority. After nearly 2 months of concerns around Roma lettuce due to an E. coli outbreak originating from Yuma, Arizona, the CDC finally says it's safe to, again, eat the green leafy vegetable. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump hosted a roundtable with local California leaders where they discussed immigration. Now, Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims specifically asked the president about MS-13 members. The president then referred to them as animals. Now, this created a big stir among some folks. So, once again, today the president was asked if he wanted to clarify his comments and what he really meant.
I'm referring, and you know I'm referring, to the MS-13 gangs that are coming in. And I was talking about the MS-13, and also, and if you look a little bit further on in the tape, you'll see that these are animals. They're coming into our country. We're getting them out. They come in again, we're getting them out. We need strong immigration laws. We have the weakest laws in the entire world.
Freedom Caucus members will not support the Farm Bill until after a vote on immigration. That's according to House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, signaling that the bill would not have enough votes to pass. The Freedom Caucus members are wanting an immigration bill from Representative Bob Goodlatte to be called to the floor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another 1990s sitcom will return to TV screens this fall, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Following the success ABC saw with its revival of Roseanne, CBS is reviving Murphy Brown, with Candace Bergen reprising her role as a broadcast news anchor.
So we had to do something. Get the old gang together. Take on this crazy new world of alternative facts and fake news. It's our civic duty. And besides, you missed us.
Originally, the characters were part of a news magazine called FYI. Now, in the revival, they'll be hosting a morning cable news show called Murphy in the Morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's being described as an optical illusion for your two ears. Two words that look so different on paper, but can sound so alike. Yanni versus Laurel. Let's take a listen. If you haven't heard this over the last 24 hours, this has been the thing that everyone has been talking about. Yanni or Laurel?
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
All right, well, a lot of people are saying this is the biggest controversy since the great white, gold, or black and blue dress debate of 2015. But why are you hearing two different things? Well, people who are more attuned to high frequencies are picking up sounds that make it sound like Yanni. And if you're not picking up on those higher frequencies, then it sounds more like Laurel. For the record, Vocabulary.com says it was meant to sound like Laurel. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.